Kupadol Choytzitz. Midiraisa Chatzitzis only if Rova of your body is covered up with something, and also your Machpid, you don't like it to be there. Those right afterwards you're going to take it away. You have dirt over Rova your body, so for sure your Machpid, you don't want it to stay there, and it's around Rova your body, that's a Psul Midiraisa. That's not called the good Chatzitza. How do we know this? That's the Loch of the Mashim Sinai. Rashi Ruboy. Rav Sarai Matuna Patit. So Rashi learns the halach was even said on the sar also. On here also the same halach. In other words, halach is that the sar has halach by itself. The sar is not called part of the body. The sar has its own halach. So rov of the sar is matuna patit, or kosher achas achas, or maklo chesitz. In other words, the hair by itself, if rov of the hair has knots, it will be a chesitza mediraisa. What about Ushayna makbedolov? Let's say rov of the hair stock have knots. But she doesn't care about them. She don't care if they're not if the hair has knots. Or else, not like Rashi learned, on rove of your body, you have, let's say, a band-aid, and you're not knocked, but there or not, doesn't bother you. It looks nice. The locker is ain't a chaytzitz. Midirais, it's not called a chatitza. Since you don't care if it's to be there, it's not called a chatitza. But the gozro, our ruboy, shayna makbid, mishamrubi a makbid. Midirabonim, though, it's called a chatitza. The rabbonim made xera, if your body is covered up, rove of your body is covered up, even though you're not mocked, but you don't care if it's there or not, you'll leave it there. The Rabbanan said it's no good. Xera auto may be in the case where you have most of your body covered up, and you'll be mocked. And that's also midiraisa. So Rabbanan made, even if rove is covered up, it's also called a chatitza. Vaita v'yam yutai, let's say you only have a small meat, you only have a small piece of dirt on your body. Abu makha mocked, but you're mocked, you don't like it to be there, it doesn't look nice. You're for sure going to take it off right away. That's also a chatitza midirabbanan. Why? Because Rabbanan made exer, if you can have a little piece there that you makbid, maybe sometimes you go to the mikvah and rove of the body has something that you makbid, and that's also midiraisa. So Rabbanan made exer, whether it's rove even though you're not makbid, or whether you makbid even though it's a meat. Fred Gemara, why don't you make a third exer like? Well, igzanam, let's also include an exer on al miyuta shayna makbid. Even if you have something very small on your body that you're not makbid, you have a nice band-aid. It looks nice. Doesn't bother you if it's there or not. You let it stay there. And it's only a meat of the body. So loch riz even with Rabbanan, Mikra Radin, it's not called a chatitza. So why didn't Rabbanan make Xerah to say no, it's called a chatitza? The Teretz is, why should they make Xerah? Mishamiyat ha-makbid. Because even though now it's a meat, but maybe let's be afraid, sometimes you'll be makbid, sometimes it'll be a dirty band-aid, that you don't want it to be there. Inami mishamruba shayna makbid. Or else you made Xerah when robe of the body is covered up. And even though you're not makbid, it's a psalm with Rabbanan. So why does Rabbanan make another gzeri even where it's not roiv and not makbid? The teretz is poshut. He gufa gzeri. That when you have roiv and not makbid, or else when you makbid and a miyad, that's only gzeri with Rabbanan. Now the klal is you want to say via non nakav and gzeri. You want to make a second gzeri on gzeri. That we don't say. So therefore, Rabbanan will not makbid if it's only a miyad on the body and you're not makbid. Because what do you want to make gzeri? Maybe one of the two will come about. Even if only one of the two come about, it's also only midirabbanan. Midiraisa, it's only called a chatitza v'yatuchas roinis. It has to be covering most of the body, and you have to be makbid, but you don't like it to be there. If you take away one of these two things, it's only also midirabbanan. So rabbanan only made xera when you have at least one of the two things. Either you're makbid, but you don't want it to be there, or else it's a pawn, rove of the body. But when you don't have either one of the two, if it's only a part, a miyat, a small part of the body, and she doesn't care if it stays there or not, so there's rabbanan will not goyzer. There, Mikra Adin, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. The mice of the minig is not to have anything on the body when you go to the mikvah. But Mikra, that's only some mouth minig. The Mikra Adin, if it's only a miyat and not makbid, it's not called a chatitza. So good. So these are the halachas, the Moshe Mitzinai. In other words, chatitza is midiraisa. But how much of the size of a chatitza? That's if Yitzchak's din, the halach, the Moshe Mitzinai, you have to have ruba your makbid. That's midiraisa. Vaita. Fredimara. Mechitzen, that's what we say now, Mechitzen is a local Moshe Mitzin. The Gemara says, Hodi Amor, like we learned before, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechitzen is a Gemara, Hodi Amor, like we learned before. How do we know Mechitzen is Yud Tfachim? That's a local Moshe Mitzin. So Gemara says, Honi, for Rabbi Yehuda, that's good according to Rabbi Yehuda that said that the Kaparis was 8.5 Tfachim tall. So then you don't know the Shear of Yud Tfachim, you ask him out to a local Moshe Mitzin. But according to Rav Meir, he said no. The kaparis was yutzfachim above the ground. So we learn now from the psukim there that yutzfachim is called a mechitza. So what are you telling me now? It's a lachon Moshe Mitzinai that the mechitza is yutzfachim. We know from the Torah. We know from the Kaparis it was you talking to all. So how can you say it's halacha l'mashim Sinai? The Teretz says, ki asi hilchasum. That we said is halacha l'mashim Sinai about mechitza, true. The ikir halacha that mechitza has to be you talking to all, that we know without the halacha l'mashim Sinai. That we know from these psukim without the Kaparis. Or we need a further halacha. Lagud. There's a halacha anytime it's three tefachim away, less than three tefachim, well, no, lagud. Lagud means to lift up the mechitza. Once you already have a mechitza, you tefachim, we can lift it up, go all the way up. Good achis or good asik, or else the mechitza comes down. Those are lachal mashim sinais. Beloved, anytime it's less than three tefachim away, we say loved makes the cold attached. We have two sticks, less than gimel tefachim away, it's cold attached. How do we know the yisoid of loved? You can attach two things together if they're less than three tefachim away. That's halachal mashim sinais. That's called halachas in the mechitza. The daifin akum we had before, tremendous chiddush. In a case where the wall itself, and on top of the wall, there's the roof. That's posle schach. And in the middle of the roof, it caved in. So you put schach in the middle of the roof. But the kasher is either wall doesn't touch the schach. Why is it kasher? So he said, daifin akumah. We look as if this wall now goes straight up, and it turns over, and the top part of the roof, if it's less than dal damas away, because it's part of the wall. So the wall mamash turns over. How do you know to say this? Daifin akumah. That's about halacha l'mashim sinai. So it's good what we learned before from Rav. Avadi in mechitzas, there are halacha l'mashim sinai. I, according to Rameya, we learn out from the Kaparis that Yutzfachim Tuol, that's the height of a mechitza? True. That's one halacha we know from the Torah. But Avada, the rest of the halacha.
Here, just one more thing. What we spoke out on top that Rashi said on Rubai, Rashi said, Roiv Saroi, Metunath Petit, Oi Kosher Achas Achas, Umak Pedol of Chaitzitz. Rashi said, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said halacha, that by Chaitzitz, Rubai, Umak Pedol of Chaitzitz, Rashi said that applies to Sar, applies by Yehir. In other words, if Rov of Yehir has knots, single knots, then it's called a chasitza. So some of us want to learn from Rashi, like Tosis Mashma, the Rashi learns is only by the Sar by Yehir, that you have to come on to Rubai Umakpid. Mashenkin on your body, any little bit would be a chasitza midiraisa. But Tosis argues, and this Tosis brings rise from the Gemara and Yevamis, that even on your body also there's a cloud of midiraisa, what's called a chasitza, only Rubai Umakpid Olof. But less than that, even on your body, is not called a chasitza. Now even in Rashi, also in the Mefarshim said that Rashi also doesn't really mean that. Rashi is also masking that the din applies even to the sar. But avada by the body also Rashi is masking that if you don't have ruboy umakbid, midirais is not called a chasitza. Rashi just saying the hair is also considered like a body by itself. And therefore if rove of the hair, I have knots in it, and it's ruboy umakbid, you would be called a chasitza. Even though negated to the rest of the body, it's not called roiv, but that's the chiddush that the sar of the hair was considered like a body by itself. But who had in the body itself also has the same halacha, that it's only called the chatzitz if you have rubay or makbidolov. Alright, we'll stop here. Shein lo shalos stefanis. The Mishnah says if you don't have three walls for the sukkah is possible. So you have to have at least three walls for the sukkah. So Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this, Shtayim kechosin, two of the walls have to be the right size, which we know is at least seven tefachim long. Ushlishis, the third wall of the sukkah, is afilu tefach. You don't have to have seven tefachim, it's enough just to have one tefach. And this is part of the chiddush of the halacha l'mashim sinai, that even though we'll soon see how you know you have to have three walls, but the third wall doesn't have to be complete, seven tefachim long, it's enough just to be one tefach. And we'll see later exactly where you have to put this third wall, the one tefach. So this is the Tanakama Shita. We have Shimon, and Shimon says no. Sholosh kilchosan, you have to have three nice walls. In other words, three walls the size of seven tefachim long. Or reviyas afilu tefach. The fourth wall he holds has the halacha l'mashim sinai, that it's not only a tefach. So for the more of my kimiflugi, what's the machlokes Tanakama and Reb Shimon? Is why does Reb Shimon say you have to have four walls? And the Tanakama holds you only have to have three walls. And vice both Samoyd, the halacha is that the last wall is enough of a tefach. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says, Rabbonin Sarviyeshim Limmeseris. You go the way Moshe received the Torah, the way it's written in the Torah. That's the way we dash in the Psukkim. We'll soon see. We have Shimon Sava no Yeshim Limikra. We don't go the way it was written, but rather the way we read it. We'll soon see the difference. Rabbonin Sarviyeshim Limmeseris. You go the way it's written in the Torah. In the Torah, when it says the word Sukkis in three different Psukkim, the first two times it says it without a vav. It just says basukos without a vav, then another pasuk basukos without a vav, and then basukos, the third pasuk there, it says a vav. So we darshin without a vav is like a lashon yochid, like two sukkis. And the third pasuk says a plural is like two sukkis. Sarei kan arba, as if to say there are four times the Torah says the word sukkis. So Rashi says the psukuma ba sukkis teishvu, then it says yeshvu ba sukkis, then it says ki ba sukkis eshafti is chad molei utrein chaserin. The last one is molei, it has a vav, and the first two, the way the mesiris is, the way it's given to us, is without a vav. So rabbanon hold, you go bust to the mesiris, the way it was given. So it only has like four times. So we dash like this, Adal Chad Legufei. The first time it says the word basukah is we needed to tell us the halachas of a sukkah. Like you have to make a sukkah. It's poshlu tlosa, so it's like three left over. The second one basukah, and the last one basukah, that's loshen rabim, plural, is like one and two is three. So we dash in that you have to have three walls to the sukkah. The extra times the Torah says it is to teach us how many walls you have to have. So the rabbanon hold, you have to have three walls. So we dash in that this the pshat shtayim kuchosim. Two of the three has to be a complete wall, at least 7 tefachim long. The Asi Hilchasom, now the Loch Lamashi Mesinai about Hilchasukkah was said, Ugarisa Lishlishis, it takes away from the third wall. The Yulkma Tefach, it's enough just to have a Tefach for the third wall. That's all you need. So that's Shandra Rabbanim. Really, you should have to have three walls, Midiraisa, but the Haloch Lamashi Mesinai says the third one is enough of a Tefach. We have Yishim and Savano, Yeshim and Mikra. You go the way we read the Psukim. Basukas, basukas, basukas. We read each word basukas as if there is a vav there. So you go basa the way we read it is aray kan shesh as if real to say like it says six times the meaning of sukkah. It says two or three twos. So dal chad kro legufa. The first pasuk of basukas you need to teach us the mitzvah to make a sukkah. Posh luarbo. So left over with the last two basukas that the way you read it, you read both of them lashon rabim. So it's like four sukkas left over. So that's from Shimon Shita, you have to have four walls for the sukkah. So Sholosh Kilchosim, three of them takis al locha, you have to have seven tfachim long. And Asa Hilchasa, the locha, Moshim Sinai, Ugarisa Lerevias, Vyukma Tefach. It takes away from the fourth wall. You don't need a complete fourth wall. It's enough just to have a tefach of the fourth wall. That's the machlekes, Rabbonin and Ribshim. That's one way to learn. The boy is saying another territory, I'll tell you, no, the Kuliyal Mayeshim Mikra. Maybe both of them go the way we read it. Not the way Hashem gave it to us, not the way Moshe received it, but the way we read it. You go bas lemikra, the way we say it. Then it says we say it pasukas 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 should mean six. So v'hachol kumifka. This is the machlokes. Masava sichcha boikrom. I said the rabbanon hold like this. True, there are three times pasukas. One you need legufei, neither for itself. So left over with four. Out of the four, he holds the second time the Torah says the word pasukas. You need here for that. We're saying basukas now is Lashon Rabim too. So as if one of those two you need to teach us that what is a sukkah? A sukkah has to have sikha. You have to have schach on top of the sukkah. You need one time sukkahs for that. So how many left over with then? You're left over with three. So that's the Rabbanan Shit. You have to have three wolves. And the third one, the Lacha says only one tefach. Ulmasav, Reb Shimon holds no. Sikha leboy krom. You don't need any extra pasuk to teach us that a sukkah means you have to have schach on top. He knows that from the first pasuk. One basukah is the gufay to make a sukkah. Now he knows what does it mean to make a sukkah. Avad, the sukkah means the walls and the schach on top. So I don't need another pasuk to teach me you have to have schach on top. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon, you have two basukahs left over, which is four. To teach us, you need four walls. And the halacha says the fourth wall is enough for tefach. And the rabbanon hold no. One, you need legufay. But the second one, you don't need, even though it's basukah, it's two, you don't need both of them like to teach us din schach. It's enough just one of them to teach us that you need schach, you need a roof on top. And the other one, and the last basukah, is three, to teach us you need three walls. Now, if you boy is saying another territory, umasal is talking about Kroya. If you boy is saying another territory like this, I'll tell you, the kula yalmo yeshim le meservis. Both of them hold you go both of the meservis. No, the way it's given to us. So then it was given to us, it says the first two are without a vav, so it's only two. And the last one is basukah, it's lashon rabim, so it's like four. So if you say there's only four and one you need legufei, so what's pshat in Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says you have to have four wolves. The court is only three. For ochav ochim ifu, I'll tell you, maybe the machulik like this. Masavar, I'll tell you Reb Shimon, masavar, ki os te hilchasa legori. I'll tell you true, really there's only three wolves. The Torah says, Pasukas, pasukas, pasukas. The first one is legufe, to teach us the mitzvah sukkah. The second one is lashon yochid one. And only the last one is lashon rabim two. So one or two is three. So Torah says three wolves.
But there, the Rabbanan say, what's the halacha? The halacha is legoroi. To take away the third wall doesn't need a complete wall. It's not just a mikzah, just a tefach of the third wall. Umasav, you know what the Shimon Svar is? Maybe kiyosi hilchaso lohoisif. The chiddush of the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim was lohoisif. To say that you need more. Now it's really the Torah only says three walls. How do we know according to Rav Shimon you need a fourth wall? That's the halacha. The halacha is the same. You need more than what the Torah really says. So maybe that's the machlokes. What exactly is the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim come to teach us? Either to take away from the three, you just need two and a tefach, or to be moisiv, you need three and another tefach. B'boyisem, another Torah says, the kula yalmo ki osi hilchas sola gori. Now everybody holds maybe. The halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim has come to teach us less. So whatever the Torah says, its last wall, you don't need complete Zayin Tvachim, it's enough just a Tefach. And both of them hold you go the way it was given over to Moshe. That then it's written the first two is Lashon Yochid, without the Vav, and only the last one is Lashon Rabim, with the Vav. So what's the Machlokes then? So really all you have is just four Sukkos altogether. And if you say you need one Negufe, so you only left over with three walls. So how does Rav Shimon know you need four walls? The Torah says, that's the machlokes. Do you need one lagufa or not? The Shimon Svar is Dorshin Chilas. The first time the Torah says the word basukais, even though you needed to teach us the mitzvah sukkah, but since I see the Torah says another two or three times sukkais, I see the rule that to teach us something. So even the first word basukais can also teach us, like two things it teaches us. One, that for true you have to have a mitzvah sukkah, and secondly, it's teaching us that it needs a walls. So mainly you have like four sukkahs here, four walls. That's Rav Shimon. V'ocha b'dorshin tchilos kimiflugi. Ma'asav ha'dorshin tchilos. Even the first time the Torah says the word basukkahs, not only is it there l'gufa that teaches mitzvah sukkah, but it's also there to tell us part of the walls. So mainly I have like four times. It says two times a lashon yochid, and one time a lashon rabin. That's four. So mainly Rav Shimon svaris, you have to have four walls, and the halacha is that the fourth wall can be even a tefach. What did Rabbanan say? No, ein darshin chilas. The first time the Torah says the word basukas, I needed legufei to teach us you have to make a sukkah, and I can't learn out that to teach us how many walls. So Mela, how do I know the walls? From the next word basukas loshin yochid, and then it says basukas loshin rabim, so that's one and two is three. So according to Rabbanan, all you need is just three walls, and the lochri is legorah that the third wall is only a tefach. So that's the machlekes. Baita. Rav Masna another pshat. Rav Masna Amar, time of the Rav Shimon Yocha. You know, Rav Shimon holds that a sukkah has to be four. Why a sukkah has to be four walls? You know why? From here, Yocha, the pasuk says v'sukkah tiel itzel. That a special nishayo. What is a sukkah? A sukkah is something that gives us shade. Yoyma mechor. It takes away in the daytime from the heat. And it also protects us from the heavy winds and from the rain. So for something to protect us from wind, it has to have four walls. If you don't have four walls, they can't protect you from the wind. So that's the Shimon's Raya, that you have to have four walls for the sukkah. That's the Shimon's Rasha. That's from this pasuk. Maybe from the other pasukim, it's Mashmat Rabbonin, but Rav Shimon has the Mashmoyis here, the pasuk sukkah is L'machsa L'mispa Mizera M'mater. A sukkah protects you from the strong winds. Smel Mikwa didn't you have to have four walls according to Rav Shimon, and the Lachal Moshe Mitzrayim is that the fourth wall is enough on your tefach. But the Maestro, we pass them at Rabbonin Shita, that all you have to have is just two walls kill Choson, two walls have to at least be seven tefachim long, and the third wall is enough on your tefach. Now the Gemara says, V'yoyseh tefach heichem amidi. On the third wall of a sukkah, it's enough a tefach, where do you put this tefach? Izom Arav, so Rav says, Ma'amidoi k'neged ha'yotze. You put it k'neged ha'yotze. So Poshe is like these pictures in Rashi here. Like we're talking about now, Poshe, the two walls of the sukkah is like an L, like a gan. They're one k'neged the other one, going across and coming down, like an L. That's the way the two walls are. Now the third wall, the tefach, is k'neged ha'yotze. Either on the bottom one, the top picture coming out, or else on the top wall coming down. That's called k'neged ha'yotze. That the third wall has to touch the top, touch one of those two walls, and come out the other way. Amri le Rav Kana Rav Asi le Rav. But Rav Kana Rav Asi said to Rav, how do you know to say Yopshat, v'yamidenu k'neged Rosh Tur? Why don't you say